Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 105.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Kimberly Neptune, who is the legislative assistant for Representative McGrady. We ask our members and guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Neptune.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the beauty of your creation we see all around us and for the ability in North Carolina to experience four seasons of your design. We humbly ask for your wisdom and guidance as we serve the people of the great state of North Carolina. Allow us to find unity in you among any disagreement and peace among the chaos in the world. Give our members rest and respite over the weekend that they may come back refreshed for leadership of and service to our great state. In Christ's name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Iredell, Representative Fraley is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for July 31st has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Fraley moves that the journal for July 31st be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved. Members, please join me in welcoming our nurse of the day with us today, Gail Seeger from Concord. Ms. Seeger, thanks for being with us. I hope it's a short and uneventful visit with us today. So. Ratification of bills and resolutions. Clerk will read.
The Berlin clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 590, an act to modify continuing education requirements for real estate brokers and to modify the real estate licensing requirements for timeshare salespeople. House Bill 391, an act to amend various transportation network company laws and to create criminal offenses related to transportation network company drivers. House Bill 760, an act to expand investigative authority of loss prevention workers and to clarify requirements for defense for prosecution of obtaining property by false pretenses.
Chapter bills will be noted. Our pages, I'm not going to worry about calling you guys forward since today is a no-vote session. You'll notice there's a little less people here than there were the other days. I hope you guys, though, have had a great time, an opportunity to observe your government. More importantly, maybe a chance to make some friends from around the state. But I do want to thank you for your service today. Reason we're so low in attendance, this is an administrative session day or a no-vote session, so we'll be back at it on Monday, but you all are certainly invited to come back anytime. Would ask my colleagues to please join me in thanking our pages for their service. Notices and announcements. First, Jim from Iredell, Representative Fraley, rise.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Monday, August 5th at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Fraley moves, seconded by Representative Lewis, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, August 5th at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
The following special message is noted. Special message from the Senate, Senate Chamber, August 1st, 2019. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to your honorable body that Senate Bill 392 ratified an act to make various changes to the laws affecting charter schools was vetoed by Governor Roy Cooper on July 29th, 2019. And was returned to the Senate with the attached veto message, respectively, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate. Governor Roy Cooper, objections and veto message, Senate Bill 392, an act to make various changes to laws affecting charter schools. Current law already allows the State Board of Education to lift the enrollment cap on virtual charter schools. Both schools have been low performing, raising concerns about the effectiveness of this pilot. Decisions on adding more students should remain with the board so it can measure progress and make decisions that will provide the best education for students. Therefore, I veto the bill, signed Roy Cooper, Governor of the State of North Carolina. The bill having been vetoed is returned to the Clerk of the North Carolina Senate on this 29th day of July 2019 at 4:09 p.m. for reconsideration by that body.